אנחנו קוראים כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam.
מי?
מאמר אחור וקזם נתני עמוד 63 כתבי בעל הסולם.
The article you have made me from behind and ahead and before.
You have made me in behind and before, two opposites in one subject. Is the meaning of the words of our sages, man and beast, you save, O Lord? These are people of a cunning mind who pretend to be as beasts. Sorry. I think you started from the beginning. You have made me in behind and before, meaning the revelation and concealment of the face of the Creator. This is because indeed His kingdom rules over all, and everything will return to its root because there is no place vacant of Him. But the difference is in the present or the future, because one who connects the two worlds discovers his clothing in the present. That everything that is done is a clothing for the revelation of the Shekhinah, the divinity. This is deemed the present, meaning that now, too, he comes out in royal attire and evidently shows that the rider is not subordinate to the horse. Although it seemingly appears that the horse leads its rider, the truth is that the horse is provoked to any movement only by the sensation of the rider's bridle and headstall. This is called the construction of the stature of the Shekhinah, and it is also called panim bepanim, face to face. One who has not yet come to dedicate all his movements to the Creator alone, and a horse does not equalize its movements to the rider's bridle and headstall, but it appears to do the opposite, and it crowns the handmaid on the mistress, this is discerned as behind. That is, you should not think that you are drawing away from Kedusha, the holiness, for that which comes into your mind shall not be at all. Thus says the Lord, surely with a mighty hand, etc. For the outcast shall not be cast out from him. And the whole wheel turns to come to the Kedusha, to its root. Therefore, although it seems that the horse leads the rider by its ignoble desire, the truth is not so. It is the rider who leads the horse to his destination. However, it is not apparent in the present, but in the future. Hence, in this way, there is also contact, but it is back to back, meaning according to the will of the one who dresses or the will of the dresser. Those who do his will, meaning reveal by themselves the royal attire in the present, are connected face to face, panim bepanim, through the good will of the one who dresses and the good will of the dresser. For precisely this is his wish. This is the meaning of, because you did not serve the Lord your God with gladness. You will serve him anyhow. But the difference is that this way is in siege and in distress, meaning unwillingly. And the other way is by reason of the abundance of all things, meaning willingly. It is also written in the Midrash, the Creator gazes upon the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the wicked, and he does not know which the Creator wants, whether their deeds, etc., when he says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided. It means in the deeds of the righteous. This means that the Creator examines, meaning connects with all the deeds and conducts, and everything returns to its root. Hence, the question is, which way is more desirable? In that regard, the Midrash is assisted by the verse, "And God saw the light that it was good," meaning disclosure, which is in the deeds of the righteous. This is our sages' meaning in saying long and short and long.
Questions?
Towards the end, he writes, meaning disclosure, which is in the deeds of the righteous. This is our sages' meaning in saying long and short and short and long. The Creator prefers the actions of the righteous rather than our work. We always learn. Sorry, I'm a bit excited.
We're excited. What, you're a righteous or something? You're of the righteous all of a sudden?
No, no.
All of a sudden some excitement fell upon me.
Well, calm down.
You say that the Creator prefers our work that's in disclosed, that's concealed, and we don't know if it'll be disclosed. And the Creator prefers that over the actions of the righteous, who already have the disclosure for our work in the system. And right here, that the Creator prefers the deeds of the righteous rather than the work of the...
It depends on how you define what a righteous is, what is a wicked. A righteous is one who justifies the Creator despite all the difficulties. That's called a righteous. Of course, he has hard work and he's in great efforts. And that's why the Creator likes that. Because he's working against his ego, his will to receive, and raises himself by that, by justifying the Creator, by raising himself to the degree of the Creator.
Righteous isn't what I think in the disclosed and the concealed. The righteous can remain in concealment.
Also in concealment, he can be a righteous. Why not?
Is that what he means?
No, he means that one who works in order to justify the Creator is called a righteous. And to justify the Creator, he has to be specifically in concealment. Then he has an opportunity to justify, because in revelation, who knows from where he's justifying, from that state itself? More? Wonderful. Yes, Niv.
I don't understand. Why is there a dilemma between the Creator, these deeds of the righteous or the wicked? Why is there a dilemma here?
Again, this all depends on what we're talking about. We're talking about a state in a person, as in one state he's called a righteous, and in another state he's called a wicked. So what does the Creator desire? He wants the state of a righteous, or does he want the state of a wicked?
The righteous.
Which? I think it's the opposite. The Creator wants to see people as wicked. And then they discover that they have what to correct. And they rise above that which they discover. They're not in connection and order to bestow, and then he respects them more. It's also written that the Creator loves the wicked. Niv. Can you find that for him? Because otherwise, you see, he thinks that he's righteous and Navon.
Okay, in the beginning, wicked, but afterwards, righteous. Preferable to be righteous.
No. No. I prefer to constantly discover that I have what's the correct. And this is considered that I want to discover myself as wicked all the time.
That's the question. Am I discovering the deficiency?
I discover a deficiency that I am a wicked and I'm yearning each time to justify above that, to justify the Creator. We don't need anything but to justify it, because all the rest is done from above. After you decide that that's how it is, that's it. The Creator has no more to play with you, to show you something else. By that, you've concluded.
It is preferable state that I see myself as wicked and I yearn to be righteous.
Yes.
How does he convince the Creator said that life was good? That was...
Yes, where can this decision be if not from a place of darkness? Only from darkness we see light.
Why is the righteous not preferable then?
Righteous in that he justifies the Creator. But if you're just like that in a state and you feel that you're righteous, that's not good. That's a state that the Creator does not want you. He filled you with something small, and that's it. Leave him.
Again, so they're equal in their quality.
No, how are they equal? Specifically, the bad states that a person discovers towards the Creator, towards justifying the Creator, those are the best states, the highest states. He doesn't just like that, right? You have made me from behind and from before.
So it's the two of them together, and he's wicked and you need to be righteous.
Yes, that if darkness is revealed to you, you need to know that what's being revealed to you is darkness. That it's the darkness that's being revealed. Otherwise, you're just like that, in some state of some beastly despair.
What's the expression, the long and short, and the short and long?
That's relative to the path and how you decide on that, where you are. Again, towards justifying the Creator. You can be in the beginning of the path, and you are in dvikut, in adhesion, in what the Creator gives you. And the Creator gives you discernments that it's important for Him how you relate to these discernments. Not that you already went through all the path and, no, but rather the efforts, just like we love a baby where he makes some effort. How much more pleasant and cute it is relative to a big boy that does that, or even a man, an adult.
So what is this long, short, and long, short and long?
That depends already. But we need to read that again. The long and short and short and as long is dependent on the person and how he defines where he is. It could be that he defines that he is far from the Creator, but for him it's actually the place to show his closeness.
And short and long?
That's the opposite, where he feels like he's close and he's actually has a long way. Don't judge according to the decisions and feelings, but only according to the justification. The whole thing is that now you can feel yourself really, really feel that you are in correction. Yes.
There's a few discernments here. The first one is the panim bepanim. This is the building of the Shechina. And the second is the Achor, behind. that the horse is leading.
Well,
there's also the wicked and the righteous.
Why are you now collecting from me all these words? Do you want me to connect them all together?
Yes.
Then read again.
You have made me in behind and before, meaning the revelation and concealment of the face of the Creator. This is because indeed His kingdom rules over all, and everything will return to its root because there is no place vacant of Him. But the difference is in the present or the future, because one who connects the two worlds discovers his clothing in the present, that everything that is done is clothing for the revelation of the Shekhinah, the Divinity. This is deemed the present, meaning that now, too, he comes out in royal attire and evidently shows that the rider is not subordinate to the horse. But although it seemingly appears that the horse leads its rider, the truth is that the horse is provoked to any movement only by the sensation of the rider's bridle and headstall. This is called the construction of the stature of the Shekhinah, and it is also called face-to-face, panim bepanim.
Please, questions. There are no questions, you see? Everyone... Yes.
Can you explain the past and present?
Present is now, futures will be. Meaning not now that he's in the Tijan, but where he will be. And there are those that already know in the state that he's in. He already feels himself in the Tijan.
Then there won't be any present, just the future? Sorry, the opposite to...
Yes? Well, she wanted to ask Gilad, what's with you?
What's the bridle and the headstall, the rider?
That's by that he is how the Creator is managing us. Where we feel that we are all aimed by the upper force, and that He is riding upon us, and also in concealment and in revelation in all my states that are for His providence or against His providence. Nevertheless, I feel that it's all coming from Him. And although at times I feel that it's not so, that sometimes the Creator is revealed and sometimes the Creator disappears, meaning that I'm there. No, it means that that's how He wants it to be in my awareness, but He's actually managing me both in those states, 100%, even in the most revealed state and the most concealed state.
Nope, I'm not straying off the path, but is this how He operates the 10, is in the center of the 10 and not me?
Let's not get confused, we can say, but that you can continue along with the 10. Next. That's it. What else did you want to add? That's not so important. There are no other questions. Okay. Yes.
It is reported to connecting two worlds to see the clothing of the Creator. Who's rewarded?
A person that's in a state where the present and the future will be, they are the same thing for him, feels that already now he's in the revelation of the Creator. That this is what's happening to him is called the revelation of the actions of the Creator in him.
And how do we get to it, that it's present and past?
You need to imagine to yourself that what's happening right now is the Creator that's doing this to you.
This connects the whole times. There's nothing more than this moment.
Yes, because time doesn't really exist.
In the next moment.
If you have the next moment, it's a sign that you're not in a perfect state yet.
So what's the present for? What's the future for?
In order to cancel it out and draw it to being the present only.
How can we do that? How can we express that?
Think, I can't do it in your place. Think of how you do it. You have to depict that the Creator is managing you at any given moment. And you don't have a next moment, but rather where you are under His complete control. Wait, there are others? Yes?
This article connects to me to the material that we're learning in above reason.
Don't confuse this. Ask, please.
Is it suitable for above reason?
Everything fits. Of course, there's no such thing that it doesn't fit. Of course it does. But I don't want you to confuse others with your discoveries. More?
So what does he say here, that they do his will, that they discover themselves, the clothing of the upper one, and the good will of the clothing and the clother?
The Creator wants us to reveal Him in the form that He is constantly riding us and leading us to the good direction. Leading us to the good direction, meaning that we're already now discovering that it's good. If I discover that He is there and He's controlling me, ruling over me, I have no matter of present and future. It all ends at that moment. I've come to adhesion. Time disappears. Time disappears because it doesn't matter what He does to me. If I'm adhered to Him, that I don't expect any innovations anymore. That's it.
Do we do this ourselves? How do we discover this ourselves?
We want to reach that. Yes, that's called adhesion in the Creator. Okay, right? Let's go.
אלא בהפך כביכול, ומשליט השפחה על גבירתה וכולי.
But one who has not yet come to dedicate,
all his movements to the Creator alone, and the horse does not equalize its movements to the rider's bridle and head stall, but appears to do the opposite and crowns the handmaiden mistress, is discerned as behind. This is, you should not think that you are drawing away from Kedusha, and that which comes into your mind shall not dwell. Thus says the Lord, surely with a mighty hand, etc., for the outcast shall not be outcast from Him. And the whole wheel turns to come to Kedusha, to its root. Therefore, although it seems that the horse leads the rider by its ignoble desire, the truth is not so. It is the rider who leads the horse to his destination. However, it is not apparent in the present, but in the future. And understand that. Hence, in this way, there is also contact. But it is back to back, posterior to posterior. Meaning, not according to the will of one who dresses, and or the will of the dresser.
So what does it mean that I feel myself in my state, in my world, and intending in the future to reveal the Creator and be in adhesion with Him? What happens here in this state? What's missing to discover that I am now also in the complete control, not in my own control?
Shutkim.
You're silent. Why do I let these wheels to continue to their root and reveal their essence? How can I wheel them to where I want and discover that I'm in the complete control of the rider and I am complete with this, whole with this? Let's continue. You wanted to ask? You also have something to ask about this?
Yes. The question is whether it's a state that we have to accept or to say. There wasn't enough preparation here. I probably didn't prepare correctly. I didn't prepare, ready myself in all the means, because now I'm disconnected. And it seems like I'm leading and not him.
Thinking like that is a mistake, because I think that in the future I will control myself, and now I'm not in a good state, that I am blaspheming the control of the Creator, and that He's not the one that's controlling, but I'm the one that's in control.
So accept that state as is?
Till now?
Yes?
Yes?
So I'm in disconnect and it's okay?
But it's all in the control of the upper. And I cannot be sorry about this. I just need to think about this moment and be adhered to this moment.
They do this will, meaning they want to reveal the clothings of Malchut in the present, connected face to face, in the goodwill of the dresses and of the will of the dresser, because this is his will. Okay?
Asus. The horse, can it discover that the rider is leading it?
Yes.
But a revelation?
That's if the rider wants it.
Yeah, exactly. So how, where's this freedom of choice of the horse? And what can it discover without the rider wanting it to discover?
The free will is not by the horse doing something against the rider, or that he knows in advance what the rider will want. Free will is where the horse works against his will, and by that discovers his freedom. Because free choice, meaning I have to discover in what am I free. That's it.
Placing this awareness of the writer upon me?
Yes, also.
No.
Okay.
If I discover now that the state comes from Him, from the Creator, there's none else besides Him, there's no past, no present, no future, I just discover Him. What's the work to do to hold on to this and not let go?
You're ready in adhesion.
So what's the work? To stay in this state?
Staying in that state all the time, that you're under the control of the Creator and an adhesion with Him. And when you reveal it more and more in mind and heart, because they are constantly broadening, expanding.
Is there scrutiny here, or just to try and grasp this?
No, you can't make the state permanent. It's constantly changing, and therefore you need to constantly adapt it to that which you're changing.
Understanding, what is the work?
To be in adhesion with the Creator all the time, even though the conditions are changing. Well,
this is the way I understand. To always see and discover that the state is coming from Him. To grab onto this, and what next? Understood, I revealed, I felt something, what?
You need to live that all the time. All the time. All my bones shall say so. Yes, Dudi.
When you discover that you're controlled by the Creator, when you subjugate, you surrender, where is the resistance? And what is the resistance? And you discover this.
But how do you know that you're adhered to Him in all heart and soul? You don't know. How will you do it?
And what is the resistance at every moment?
The resistance is for adhesion.
The resistance of the adhesion?
Yes, that the Creator dwells in all my mind and heart.
And when He's revealed to you or illuminating to you, then what do you resist? You agree to Him in everything.
Are you certain that it's for everything? That it's all your nature that is now revealed?
No, of course not.
Well, then, that's where you need to continue the revelation of the Creator to all your kelim.
This is the meaning of because you did not serve
this
the Lord.
This is the meaning because you did not serve the
Lord.
You will serve Him anyhow, but the difference is that this way is in siege and in distress, meaning unwillingly. And the other way is by reason of the abundance of all things, meaning willingly.
Meaning a person needs to understand that his adhesion to the Creator is whole, permanent, that there's no difference between the Creator, for the Creator in what states or thoughts he's in, but rather it's all relative to a person. To the extent in which a person discovers his degree of adhesion with the Creator. You have something to ask about this? No? Okay.
It is also written in the Midrash, the Creator gazes upon the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the wicked. And He does not know which the Creator wants, whether their deeds, etc., when He says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided. It means in the deeds of the righteous. This means that the Creator examines, meaning connects with all the deeds and conducts, and everything returns to its root. Hence, the question is, which way is more desirable? In that regard, the Midrash is assisted by the verse, and God saw the light, that it was good, meaning disclosure, which is in the deeds of the righteous. This is our sages' meaning in saying long and short and short and long.
In what do we intend to reveal the revelation of the Creator as good? What is the light as good? And the Creator saw the light as good. That it was good. Meaning a person corrects his kelim in such a way that all that could happen to him does not matter. It doesn't change his adhesion to the Creator. Meaning he is in what we, as we can say, in chasadim, in complete chasadim. Well, let's continue. You wanted this.
I'm repeating the question of Niv. Why is there a doubt of the deeds of the wicked and of the righteous and what the Creator wants? Both seem like it's coming from above. Is there a doubt which is better?
What does he write?
It is also written in the Midrash, the Creator gazes upon the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the wicked, and he does not know which the Creator wants, whether their deeds, etc.
Mm-hmm. For the time being, that's nothing. What do I see in the Midrash? Read.
When he says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided, it means in the deeds of the righteous.
Yes?
This means that the Creator examines, meaning connects with all the deeds and conducts, and everything returns to its root.
Meaning there is nevertheless a difference between each and every state, where the Creator wants adhesion. And not that, and not that it comes from a person in the form of a person agreeing in advance with the Creator's rule. No. But rather the fact that a person discovers the rule of the Creator, wants to discover that control, that is considered for him the light. I don't know how to express it. Where he's in such corrections of bestowal that he can receive every action of the Creator in adhesion. How else? He's in the light of Chasadim in such a way that it doesn't matter what will be revealed, he's willing to receive it in order to bestow. That's it. Let's read. Maybe we'll find the words. Where are you? You're in the world concealment.
World concealment. This is the meaning of, in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Everything is kept in the 32 paths of wisdom. Hence, the earth is full of your possessions. And no place is vacant from him. For everything goes to its root. Now, however, it is concealed, and is therefore called Olam, world, from the word He'alem, concealment, in Hebrew. And the light that hides and clothes in the world is called a point, considered a Yud. It is divided into the two He's, a world of concealment and a world of revealing. And all of man's work is to reveal this point, and extend it from the world to the world in the form of Vav, meaning the Vav between the two He's. To reveal to all the plentiful light that extends from the surrounding light to the surrounded, meaning to the two letters of He, as in Bina, Yesod, and Malchut.
Well, that's a little technical. Next.
Surrender, division, sweetening. There are three discernments required of a man in the desirable path.
He wants to tell us in this previous item, the world concealment, that it's either Malchut or Zeranpin or Bina. The world and concealment. That's how we always work, actually. Bina and Malchut, Malchut and Bina. Revelation, concealment, concealment, revelation. Sorry, surrender, division, sweetening.
There are three discernments required of a man in the desirable path. Surrender, division, havdalah, sweetening, meaning light's indeficient writing. Since the light of this world was created out of darkness, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. And what good is a candle during the day? Its light does not shine in the daytime. This is the meaning of the klipa, the shell or the peel that precedes the fruit. For this reason, he who becomes a partner to the Creator in the work of creation brings out the light from the darkness. Meaning considers how lowly and ennoble one is compared to the kedusha, the holiness of above, and how filthy are his clothes. Through it, the light becomes surrounded. Mukaf. In regard to the Creator's question to fear the great and terrible name, he intensifies with great strength to subdue the evil within him. So the evil serpent, an evil maid, will surrender to the mistress, who dwells with him in the midst of their tum'ah, impurity, until he feels in his soul that the awakening for externality has expired and surrendered. At that time, he will be rewarded with havdalah, division, distinguishing between the light and the darkness, and will not replace bad for good or good for bad. And should he replace, meaning awaken to a necessary inclination, it will be dedicated to the Creator alone. This is considered sweetening, the craving for the Creator as in true love. This discernment comes after he separates between good and evil, between the exaltedness of the Creator and his own nobility. He will observe, you shall uproot the evil from within you, for he will be very ashamed of its doers. Then he will be rewarded with sweetening the remains of his inclination, which cannot be rooted out, and will elevate them to their real root.
These are things that a person wrote to himself. I remember I read this with Rabash. It was also not understood, and he barely made commentary on it. Next.
Remember and keep were said in one utterance. Remember and keep were said in one utterance. What the mouth cannot say, and the ear cannot hear, and the heart cannot think or contemplate, etc. You must understand why this was said in this way and what it means to us. It means, as it is written, man and beast you save, O Lord. Our sages said, these are people who are of cunning mind and pretend to be as beasts. Meaning that the whole path of creation that a Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject. And all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation.
That it was all included of two opposites.
The power of speech. However, in the work of creation, the Creator revealed only one part of this discernment, as it is written, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. For he took fire and water and mixed them into single subject. And the Creator imprinted the power of speech in man, so he would partner with him in the work of creation, so he too would create the worlds with his speech from this discernment, meaning two opposites in the same subject, for another innovation in the world. This is the way of the righteous, who cleave to the Creator. From all their utterances, the worlds were created according to the word of the Creator, as well as the operating force in the operated, since it had already imprinted in their mouths the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet by which he had created the world. What I wish to say is that they contain the skula, power or remedy in Hebrew. And the reason why the doing does not end in this world by utterances alone is because of the descent of this world in materialization. For this reason, nothing appears by speech, but only by hands and legs. However, in truth, the Creator has imprinted sufficient force in speech by which to disclose all the actions, since the force of the operator is in the operated, and we, too, express with our mouth the same 22 letters. Yet, the klipot cover and weaken that force. And the Creator wished to cleanse Israel from the klipot, so He gave them Torah and mitzvot by which they draw near to His kedusha, His holiness, and the Shekhinah, the divinity, speaks from their mouths in purity. At that time, they perform deeds with their speech.
Who wanted for us to start again this article from the beginning? Who was it? You or someone else, I think, no? Such mercy, such wise guys. You are not worthy of teaching the public because you're only taking into consideration what you think is right. Such things we don't learn. Such things a person reads when he is alone according to his state. But to learn them together where you can't do anything with it, with the text itself, how is this benefiting you? Just explain this to me. I'm going according to what you're saying, but you should learn how stupid, how much stupidity it is to bring such articles to the audience. You want to say something? Please take a microphone and say.
We went according to the articles of Baal HaSulam.
That doesn't say anything. The fact that you're straight, square, and you go like a wall before you, that's clear to me. That's why I respect you for choosing the verses for us. But the fact that you can't be flexible with the audience and to understand what's good and what is suitable, learn something from this.
Okay,
do you not understand that this is not suitable? No? So why did you ask? Because it's written that we have to go from the beginning to the end. Well, and if you do it that way, when you'll be maybe a teacher of the group or something, you'll remain alone.
That's clear. It's just a command that you gave us.
I didn't give such an instruction that it's a law that should not be changed. No.
Is that also for the evening lessons?
Also for the evening lessons. If people come, I must. They're nevertheless coming to Zohar. So I have to give them something from that. But they have to choose those materials that will come to the heart of a person. And here, already our heart is still blocked with this. We don't feel it. And it's not by mind nor by heart. It's a problem. It's a problem. Okay. Tomorrow we have, what do you want to ask, Sonny? Yes?
I wanted to ask, in the evenings, can we learn the articles of Shamari? It really goes to the heart.
No, that's not with me. Shamati articles, each should learn with himself. Yeah?
Can I ask about the bridle and the headstall?
You don't know what that is? We'll bring you one for you.
We recognize the bridle and the headstall. That's all we know.
Oh boy, what a poor thing.
What's the state that the horse goes completely on its own and doesn't feel the bridle on the headstall and knows that the rider is on him?
He can't. without the headset and the bridle, he can't, because he agrees with the rider. He's adhered with the rider against the nature of his horse. He builds within him the character, the image of the creator, the rider, and is adhered to that and relates to the part of the horse in him like the rider.
Now there are states that the bridle and the headstall are, you know, if he feels them, he feels that the riders bring them to this chasm, this end of a cliff, and he can't get past it. And there's a resistance, a natural resistance to what's being done.
I don't understand you. This is something you're talking from life, that you feel that there's a rider on you, and this is how he's leading you?
It states that the horse naturally can't.
You don't feel the rider, don't say. It can't be. You're imagining to yourself in your fantasies, but you don't feel him. You can't feel the rider, the creator, and with that discover him as bad. It's not possible.
What's this resistance of the actions of the creator, that the creator is doing? What does it mean that a person says up to here and I cannot?
Because that's what he's depicting to himself, those things, but don't say that it's the creator. If he were to reveal that he has a connection with the creator, he wouldn't not be afraid and not be alerted by anything.
There's a horse.
Because you build the creator in you. Bo'ure, come and see. You build in you this character, this image. It's not that there is something outside of you.
The horse will go according to the will of the creator. Does it need to be in a recognition that the rider is good, that does good, in complete faith that he's only doing it for his own good?
It's for sure that he has to build it that way, by the reforming light. And this is how the creator will be revealed in him. Again, the creator is what we build in us. It's what's revealed in us. It's not something outside of us we're identifying.
So in this circumstance, who's the rider? Is it the ten? Is it the group? Is it the creator? Is it
the upper image that I establish?
Okay, I understand.
Our whole mistake is that you're wanting to receive the creator who is outside of you. In such a way, we do not reveal him. If we're talking about him that way, that's the wrong form of speech. The creator is Bo'ure, come and see in me, in my qualities, in my desires, in my thoughts that are corrected altogether. There is nothing outside of the creator. Just like there's no creator without a creature, there's no creature without a creator. If this is revealed, that is revealed. To the extent in which one they reveal each other, they exist. To the extent that they don't reveal each other, they don't exist. The beast exists. Okay? So we will go to bless.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעי Yeah.
גדלים, גדלים.